ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय, श्री दयानंद रूपाय, परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। अष्टमः अनुवाकः। सो दिस अष्टमः अनुवाकः, एइथ सेक्शन, बिगिन्स विद द टाइनी ऋग्मंत्र, which again explains the fact which has been mentioned earlier, how Brahman unknown is Brahman looked upon as something to be different from oneself becomes the cause of fear. Okay, let us read the Ashtamaha Anuvakaha. The opening verse is what a mantra, Rig Mantra, which was in this prose Upanishad. The Upanishad is a pro Upanishad, the prose Upanishad, Brahmana Upanishad. Here we, in between, we get some verses, Mantra Upanishad, Mantra, Rig Mantra. And this Rig Mantra again describes Brahman being the source of fear for an ignorant person. Okay. भेषास्माद्वातः पवते। अगेन इट्स अनदर ब्यूटिफुल पोर्शन विच पूज्य स्वामी, द होल एवरीथिंग पूज्य स्वामी लव्स ब्यूटिफुल एक्सप्लेन्स, बट दिस समथिंग ही ब्रिंग्स ईश्वर एज एन ऑर्डर इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट। आई एक्सप्लेन टू यू व्हेन आई कम टू द पोर्शन। लेट अस रीड द मंत्रस नाउ। भेषास्माद्वातः पवते, भीषास्माद्वातः पवते, भीषो देति सूर्यः, भीषो देति सूर्यः, भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च, भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च, मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चमहिति, मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चमहिति। अंटिल देन ऋग्मंत्र। भीषास्माद्वातः पवते, भीषो देति सूर्यः, भीषास्मादग्निश्चेन्द्रश्च, मृत्युर्धावति पञ्चमहिति। सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति, सैषानन्दस्य मीमांसा भवति, युवा स्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः, युवा स्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः, आशिष्ठो दृढिष्ठो बलिष्ठः, आशिष्ठो दृढिष्ठो बलिष्ठः, तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात्, तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात्, स एको मानुष आनन्दः। फ्रॉम हियर अ डिफरेंट टॉपिक कम्स। In one anuvaka itself, we come across two different sections. Now, two different topics are discussed in this one section or eighth anuvaka. Tasyeyam prithivi. Tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purnasyat. Sayeko manusha anandaha. Teye shatam manusha anandaha. Sayeko manusha gandharvana manandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam manusha gandharvana manandaha. Sayeko deva gandharvana manandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam deva gandharvana manandaha. Sayekav pitronam chiralokalokanam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam pitronam chiralokalokanam anandaha. Sayeka ajana janam devanam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam ajana janam. Teye shatama jana janam devanam anandaha. Sayekah karma devanam devanam anandaha. Ye karmana devana piyanti shrotriyasya chakamahatasya. Teye shatam karma devanam devanam anandaha. Sayeko devanam anandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. It's a big anuvaka with a lot of mantras. One of the things is you must be very careful in when I read, I know the correct chanting, but when I see some mistakes in the book, I stop. Because sometimes the book have some, the swaras are printed sometimes in some contexts, the swaras are put wrongly. Then if you follow that swara, then we make wrong, a mistake in chanting. Taitra is the only upad having beautifully the swaras. So please try to learn it correctly. Teye shatam devanam anandaha. Sayeka indrasya anandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam indrasya anandaha. Sayeko brihaspate ranandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam brihaspate ranandaha. Sayekav prajapate ranandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Teye shatam prajapate ranandaha. Sayeko brahmana anandaha. Shrotriyasya chakamaha tasya. Sayaschayam puruṣe, yascha savaditye, sayekaha, saya evam vite, asman lokat pretya, etamannamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati, etamanandamayam atmanam upasankramati, tadapyesha shloko bhavati. But we will not be, next class and all, we won't be doing. And only when you go to the mantra, I'll be reading this again and again. Just I want to read one fully the whole anuvaka. Okay. Let us see the meaning of the Rig mantra, which is seen at the very beginning of the anuvaka. Bhisha asmat vataha pavate. Vataha pavate. Pavate means blows. That is why pavanaha means what? Blowing is pavanam. The one who is blowing is who? wind. So wind is called Pavanaha. Pavanam, blowing. One who is of the act of blowing is Pavanaha. Pavanaputraha Marutihi Hanuman. You know that. Okay. So Pavate is equal to Vati. Vayu, Vati iti Vayuhu, Pavate iti Pavanaha. Why wind is called Pavanaha? Pavate iti Pavanaha. Vati iti Vayuhu. Vati, one verb. Pavate, the same, different verb, but same meaning. Pavate. Vataha Pavate means Vayuhu Vati. The wind blows. Vataha is equal to Vayuhu. Pavate is equal to Vati. So wind blows. Why? Bhisha. Bhihi means fear. Bhish also means fear. And Bhisha, third case. Because of the fear. Out of fear, due to fear, wind blows. So, fear of whom? Asmat. Asmat means what? From this. Because of fear from this, because due to the fear of this, from this, of this, because of fear from this, due to the fear of this means what? Of this Brahmatma. The one and the only secondless, all-pervasive reality, abstract reality, obtaining as the nearest self, as the innermost essence of every being. So out of, due to the fear of this reality, Brahman, Vayuhu, Vati, Vataha, Plavate, sorry, Vataha, Pavate, not Plavate, Vapavate, Vataha, Pavate, the wind blows. Bhisha Suryaha Udeti. Bhesho Deti Suryaha. Bhisha Udeti Suryaha. Sun rises out of fear of this Brahman. Bhisha Asmat Agnihi Cha Indraha Cha. We have to separate the verbs. Agnihi dahati. The wind, the fire burns. Agnihi. Fire does its job because of the fear of Brahman. Indraha. Agnihi cha. Agnihi cha Indraha cha. Bhisha asmat. Agnihi cha Indraha cha. Agnihi cha Indraha cha. And who is Indraha? Who is Indraha? Indraha. Because the Chandra, I'm going to explain later on. Indraha. Indraha is the Lord of Devas. So Indraha. Bhisha asmat Agnihi cha Indraha cha. The fire does its job. Indra does his duties. Why? Bhisha asmat. Because of the fear of this Brahman. Because fear of Brahmatma, the reality of the universe, obtaining as the innermost essence of everything that is here. For what? Mrityuhu dhavati. Mrityuhu, the time factor. Otherwise revered as the Lord of Death. Time factor. Revered as the Lord of Death. Mrityuhu dhavati. Mrityuhu, who comes as the fifth in the list. Vataha Suryaha Agnihi Chandra, Agnihi Indraha, Agnihi cha Indraha cha. Now four devatas have been mentioned already. Vataha, Vayuhu, then Suryaha, Sun, Agnihi, third, इन्द्रः फोर्थ, मृत्युः पञ्चमः, फिफ्थ. Therefore, here मृत्युः, the time factor, reviewed as lord of death, having the fifth place, पञ्चमः, also runs, keeps on fleeting, time never stays. You can't ask time, why don't you sit for a few seconds? Time can never sit. Time never stops, keeps on flowing, 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 keeps on running, 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 all the time, non-stop. Why so busy, involved in grabbing the lives, putting end to things, and also bring things to manifestation, all the time, very busy. Therefore, Panchamaha Mrityuh Dhavati. किमर्थम भीषा अस्मात भीषा भीषा बिकॉज ऑफ द फियर ऑफ दिस परमात्मा टाइम फैक्टर रन्स ऑल दिस ओनली फाइव आर मेंशन हियर ओनली दिस द मंत्र एंड्स व्हाट डज इट मीन फाइव स्टैंड फॉर ऑल द नेचुरल फिनोमेना एवरी नेचुरल फिनोमेनन इन दिस यूनिवर्स डज Its duty functions the way it has to function, remaining within the realm of an order. No living, no phenomenon in this world goes against the order. It functions in the realm of the order. An order is because in every the function of every phenomenon, there's an order involved. That order is backed by manifest knowledge. And the source of that knowledge is Paramatma. The Paramatma is there as the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions, all the activities. They're all the natural phenomena which are within the realm of the order, backed by the knowledge Paramatma, they all function. So, nothing goes against the order. Why? Because order is backed by knowledge. Order can go wrong only if it is not backed by knowledge. Therefore, that Ishvara, who is the Swarup, who is of the nature of pure knowledge, is here, is as though frightening. Therefore, every phenomenon is as though frightened of Ishvara. Ishvara is not frightening. No being is really frightened of Ishvara. What is present as fear is how everything functions, existing within the realm of the universal natural moral law and order. There's an order. That order is Ishvara. Everything exists. There's nothing which can exist which is outside of, which is not within the realm of the order. Everything and anything which exists here exists within the realm of an order only. Therefore, everything functions also in keeping with the order. And that order is possible. The possibility of that order is being backed by knowledge. And that knowledge, you can see, understand the knowledge being manifest. That knowledge is Ishvara. Knowledge is Paramatma. The source of that knowledge is what? Who is that Paramatma other than this absolute reality, Brahmatma? Therefore, Bhishasmadvatapavate Bhishodeti Suryaham Bhishasmadagnischendrascha Mrityurdhavati Panchamaiti. There are five devatas mentioned here. Vataha, Suryaha, Agnihi, Indraha, Mrityuh. So this literal meaning of the Rig Mantra we'll see tomorrow. ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत्। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्।